I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will visit U.S. allies in the Persian Gulf starting on Sunday to thank them for their help in the evacuations from Afghanistan. He will reportedly visit Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia, this according to Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. On Friday, Austin will also meet with U.S. troops in the region. The trip will be his first to the region since President Joe Biden's April announcement that the U.S. was withdrawing from Afghanistan. Meanwhile, Qatar's foreign minister said Thursday that efforts are underway to reopen the airport in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, but cautioned it was unclear when flights would resume. Ariana Afghan Airlines told AFP News Agency that its domestic flights were set to resume on Friday. A group of technicians from Qatar and Turkey flew to Kabul on Wednesday to help reopen the airport. Hamid Karzai International Airport is a vital link to people still seeking to flee Afghanistan and also for providing humanitarian aid. In another development, Ross Wilson, the chargé d'affaires of the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, is reported to have contracted the coronavirus. Wilson was the last U.S. diplomat to leave Kabul. He had been working at the airport helping people exit the country after the U.S. embassy was closed. His condition was not immediately clear. Women in the western Afghan city of Herat on Thursday protested against the Taliban. They were chanting, "Don't be afraid." Afghan women fear the Taliban will reimpose hardline restrictions on women's clothing, education, and work outside the home. You can follow all of the developments in Afghanistan at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports Africa will fail to reach the global